What is good news? Part 3. Probably the most interesting revelation I had about the gospel is also one of the silliest. I mean that in the sense that it should have been the most obvious part all along. The revelation is that the gospel is spiritual. Okay, so you're thinking, duh, of course it's spiritual. It's the gospel, moron. But think about this. I was an ordained pastor and involved in church leadership. That means I studied and read a lot. I went to countless seminars, trainings, and meetings. And the point of much of that time of study and preparation was so that I could explain the gospel to others. Indeed, it was viewed as the most important work a pastor or evangelist could devote himself to. And yet, there is a catch. The irony of our approach to the gospel is that we believe it is so important that we must be able to communicate it to lost people. So we come up with numerous tips and strategies and tools. Sometimes they are profound and make sense. Other times they are so cliche that they become ridiculous, and it's no wonder people mock them. But get this. According to the Bible, the gospel cannot be presented or understood by the human mind. Let me say that again. According to the Bible, the gospel cannot be presented, cannot be understood by the human mind. It takes a supernatural revelation. In other words, it is spiritual. Practically, here's the point. The gospel is spiritual because it is only revealed and only received by God's Spirit. The gospel cannot be presented and it cannot be understood in our human mind, as I just stated. But moreover, it is so senseless that it actually causes people to stumble without the Spirit. Once we have the Spirit, then the gospel message of Christ crucified becomes our power. The foolishness of the cross becomes our salvation. If that doesn't make much sense to our world, it shouldn't. That's the point. Maybe all the time spent training people to adequately describe and explain God to people would be better spent praying for God's Spirit to enlighten people, enlighten them and us, to get what cannot ever otherwise be received without His Spirit. There's one final point to add here from Galatians chapter 1. It says that the gospel is received from Christ and cannot be taught by men. It reiterates that man has no role in approving or validating the gospel. Received from Christ, cannot be taught by men? Let that sink in.